KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, the Creston Panthers will make their sixth trip to the state softball tournament after notching a 6-3 win over Atlantic in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Creston got some early short hits to work in their favor and then came up with a big with the long ball later in the game. The Panthers jumped on top early with a run in the first inning on an RBI single from Emma Hansen. They added two more runs in the second inning on RBI singles from Sarah Keeler and Gracie Hagel. Creston loaded the bases with nobody out to start that frame. Atlantic got a force out at home for the first out of the inning, and then Olivia Engler prevented any more damage with two straight strikeouts to end the inning. Atlantic responded in the third with a two-run double from Caroline Pellett and an RBI single from Mackenzie Waters to square the game at 3-all. Creston freshman Neva Randall came up with the big hit of the game in the fourth inning, though. With two down, Gracie Hagel got on base with a single, and then Randall stepped up and belted a two-run homer over the right center field fence to put Creston back up 5-3. The Panthers added an insurance run in the top of the seventh, and Atlantic couldn't answer at the plate. Reagan Pellett got a bloop single with two out in the bottom of the seventh, but the next batter, Lauren Nicholas, hit into a 1-3 ground out, and that ended the game. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said it was just a bit of an off night for his squad.
That's just the thing is we were out front a little bit and popped the ball up more than what we needed we could. I guess I would attribute that to a little bit of a lack of discipline, but not. And it wasn't like we missed it a lot. It's just that we missed it consistently, which I guess is most disappointing. But, yeah, and then we had opportunities, and when we did hit line drives, it seemed to find a glove. But, you know, that's the way softball goes. You got to take advantage of the situations that are presented to you, and there was a couple of instances where we did not take advantage of those situations.
Creston improves to 13-5 with the win, and they'll move on to the state tournament in Fort Dodge next week. Atlantic sees another successful season end with a record of 17-2. Coach Hinsman said it will be hard to say goodbye to a couple of great seniors in Reagan Pellett and Mackenzie Waters.
Obviously, it's a loss, and it's a big, big loss for us not being able to go to state. But the biggest thing is we lose two seniors now, and you know, for them, this is officially the end. We've had a couple, 2, 3, 4 graduations. I don't know, probably all that kind of stuff. But you know, here we stand now. Time to take the uniform off and those kinds of things and move on. So it's hard to say goodbye to them. I appreciate all the things that they did as far as the program is concerned, and the work that they put in from the time they came to the little kids clinics that we run when they were third and fourth graders up until a conference or championship and to play in the regional final here at the Little League Diamonds. I guess it's kind of ironic in the sense that this is where they started, this is where it ends.
Those two players, Pellett and Waters, were part of 135 wins for the program since they were eighth graders. Atlantic also earned their only two trips to the state tournament in school history during that time span. Also in regional final softball play last night, Class 1A, just too much Newell Fonda last night in Region 2. As Exira EHK's undefeated season came to an end, Newell Fonda scored 6 runs in the first inning, and they went on to a 5-inning, 10-0 victory over the Spartans last night. Also in Region 3, Wayne beat Twin Cedars 5-1. In Region 5, Collins Maxwell over Martinsdale St. Mary's 7-0. In Class 2A play, Underwood advances to the state tournament, posting an 8-4 win over West Monona in the Region 1 final. And in Region 2, Mount Air defeated Earlham by a final of 4-3. A dramatic win as Mount Air scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to come from behind and win that contest. Also, regional softball play continues tonight. Class 4A and 5A schools will have trips to state on the line this evening in regional finals. Among the games, Class 4A in the Region 3 final, Winterset is at Norwalk. In Region 4, Harlan will play at Carlisle tonight. Also in baseball play last night, sub-state final, semifinal baseball action last evening in Class 3A and sub-state 8. Connor Bruck had 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored, and Isaiah Arenholtz had 2 hits and 5 knocked in, helping Harlan to a 13-3 win over Denison. Also, Dallas Center Grimes beat Carroll 7-1. In sub-state 7, ADM over North Polk 11-1. Bondurant Farrar beat Ballard 4-2. In sub-state 6, it was Norwalk over Grinnell 3-1. Centerville beat Winterset 14-6. Also, Class 4A play in sub-state number 8, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln pounded Des Moines North 15-0. Well, tickets to the state baseball tournament will be punched in 1A and 2A tonight with sub-state finals, so we'll have a Class 1A sub-state 7 championship game in Clarinda for you tonight here on the radio as Cam will face off against St. Albert. The pregame underway at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's a Class 1A Substate 7 final. We'll have all the action for you this evening. Also, Class 1A tonight in Substate 8 at Carroll. Logan Magnolia faces Kingsley Pearson. Also at Creston in Substate 6, Martinsdale St. Mary's faces Mount Air. In Class 2A play tonight at Neola at Tri-Center High School, it'll be Trainer facing Kemper Catholic in the Substate 8 final. Also at North Polk High School in Alleman, it'll be the Substate 7 final as Des Moines Christian plays Panorama this evening with state tournament berths on the line. Well, the Corner Conference announced its all-conference baseball squads for this season just yesterday in the first team. Among the first team selections were several elite selections. They include pitcher Colby Royal of Stanton, catcher Cole Stenzel of Sydney, infielders Seth Malcolm of Fremont Mills and Derek Mueller of Griswold. Also, outfielders James Switzer of Fremont Mills and Michael Schaefer of East Mills were all elite selections. The rest of the first team includes Nick Dyson of East Mills and Keegan Day of Stanton, both infielders. Outfielder Colton Thornburg of Stanton and utility players Leighton Whipple of Sydney and Jack Anderson of East Mills. Second team selections include pitcher Garrett Phillips of Sydney, Quentin Thornburg, a catcher from Stanton. Infielders Brett Gruber of Sydney, Kyler Owen of Fremont Mills, Jackson Ray of East Mills, and Carter Johnson of Stanton. Outfielders Colton Housechild of Fremont Mills, Will Oswald of Sydney, and Levi Martin of Stanton, along with utility players Brady Owen of Fremont Mills, Easton Holtman of Stanton, and Tucker Haddon of Essex. Among the honorable mention selections were outfielders Bryden Huntley of Sydney, Ethan Yoshida of East Mills, and Cade Henderson from Essex. Well, attendance at Principal Park in Des Moines will be limited to around 2,000 fans for the state baseball tournament. The tournament will begin Friday with two first-round games in Class 1A, and Iowa Cubs general manager Sam Burnaby says there will be no general admission ticket sales.
Every seat will be a reserved seat. There will be no general admission seating. It's all reserved. You'll be able to, the schools, I believe the plan is the schools will end up with a to be able to buy them online ahead of time. There'll be instructions per our website in order to be able to get the tickets.
Burnaby says there could be some games where the demand exceeds the number of available tickets.
Based off of the seating and the setup, the social distance setup of what we've been able to create, once the seats are gone, they're gone. So there'll probably be some 4A games. Some of the bigger schools that travel with a lot more fans that you may get here or may find as you're online that there might not be tickets available.
Burnaby says each game will be treated like a separate session.
Once the game is over, we will hustle everybody out and get the next two teams and groups in. That will be a challenge with four games beginning on Monday. The first couple of days won't be quite as challenging as in doing two games as opposed to four, but we'll ask for everybody's patience in order to make sure that we do all the things we need to do to get from from session one to session two or into the next session.
Burnaby says masks are not mandatory, but are strongly recommended.
There will be a lot of people, in a confined space, and for their safety and from everybody else's, the person that you're next to's safety, we strongly encourage that everybody wear a mask if they're coming into the stadium.
Principal Park has hosted the state tournament since 2005. The Toronto Blue Jays are talking to the Pittsburgh Pirates about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred them from playing in their home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic. Pirates President Travis Williams confirmed the talks and sounded ready to welcome the Blue Jays. Williams calls it a challenge, but says if the Pirates are able to safely accommodate the Blue Jays, it will bring international attention to Pittsburgh. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins says the team is focused on getting into a Major League facility and has more than five backup plans. The Kansas City Royals have placed right-hander Jacob Junis on the injured list to allow him to continue preparing for the season. He missed the first part of summer camp following a positive test for the coronavirus. The Royals said he was cleared about a week ago to return to baseball activities. Junis went 9-14 with a 5.24 ERA and 31 starts last season. Major League Baseball has doubled the isolated camera angles available for video review from 12 to 24 and arranged for high frame rate cameras to stream directly to the new replay operations center and ballpark video rooms. The time each manager has to decide whether to challenge an umpire's call has been cut from 30 seconds down to 20 seconds. Major League Baseball is adding on-field advertising this season, both real and virtual. Allowed locations include the back of the pitcher's mound, behind home plate, on tarps in the stands, and in the grass and foul territory down the first baselines. Teams have the choice whether to make the ads real or project them virtually during telecasts. In addition, physical ads can also be put in the on-deck circle. NFL players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp, according to the league's new testing protocols. The new policy was approved by the NFL and the players' union. Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL chief medical officer, said more than one negative test is required before players initially enter the building to begin physical exams or any form of team activity. Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs began the intake process for first-year players Monday after the NFL gave them the go-ahead along with the Houston Texans, their opponent, in the season opener September 10th. But it could be quite a while before they get on the field for training camp. All players must test negative twice before they are admitted to the facility, when they will spend a couple of days going, doing more routine physicals and getting their equipment sorted out. Veterans are due July 28th, and Coach Andy Reid said it could be 10 days after that before full practices will begin. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.